From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kenny Malone. I recently took a stroll through a lovely tree grove in Homestead, part of the University of Florida's Tropical Research and Education Center.
This is sweet sapar, sugar apple. I don't know if you know.
This is Gilly Evans. He's an agricultural economist at UF. And when you are an agricultural economist,
these are mame sapote.
Money sort of does grow on trees.
And these go for anywhere like about $2.50 a pound. Very good prices.
But we weren't there to talk about mame or sweet sap. We were there to talk about the ups and downs and the complicated market.
These are some of the greenskin avocados.
This one very confusingly is called the Hialeah red avocado.
Right, yeah. And as you can see, the skin is it's green.
The avocado Evans is holding is bright green, smooth skin, actually pretty hefty.
Pound and a half.
Maybe you're lucky enough to have a colleague that occasionally shows up with plastic bags of surplus backyard avocados. Those are almost definitely of the greenskin variety because that's what we grow here. The greenskin avocado is Florida's avocado. And to Evans, that's an avocado. He grew up eating greenskins in Jamaica.
I mean, this goes fantastic with crackers. And if you're really an avocado eater, then a greenskin avocado is the way to go. You want a big avocado.
Right now, we're towards the beginning of this year's growing season, and Evans is watching more closely than ever. That is in part because he's well aware that for the vast majority of the country, an avocado looks nothing like the giant green thing he's holding. To them, an avocado is a much smaller, darker thing called the Haas avocado. It's got that really rough-looking skin.
And so that is the reason another name for that Haas avocado is alligator pear, you know, because the skin is like alligator skin or so.
The Haas avocado has a massive marketing effort behind it. It has more oil, and so it's more buttery, plus the logistic benefits.
One of the advantages that it has to have over it is that you know exactly when it's ripe. It changes to that blackish color, whereas the green skin avocado, it stays green even when it's ripe. I mean, you have to actually hold it and feel it a little bit. And another thing that Haas avocado have is that it has a longer shelf life than the green skin avocado has.
So if you were trying to convince a Haas avocado eater to switch over, what would you say?
I would say when you want a real tasty avocado, you got to eat a green-skinned avocado. You know, the green-skinned avocado is far more flavorful than the Haas avocado.
At this point, though, most of the country does not want that kind of avocado, and convincing them otherwise is an uphill battle. About 95% of the avocados sold in the United States are Haas avocados, Evans says. That tiny little 5% leftover slice is the green-skin avocado market. Most of those avocados come from Miami-Dade County. Over the last few years, about 8% of Florida's avocado trees have been hit by a disease called laurel wilt, according to the Florida Department of Agriculture. Evans did a study recently that showed actually the laurel wilt wasn't going to drive prices up as much as you might expect, but then in March, the incredibly destructive Mediterranean fruit fly was found in the Dominican Republic, the other major provider of greenskin avocados. Because of the short supply, Evans says he's now seeing higher prices for an avocado that's already harder to sell.
So you have people who might have been converted to a greenskin avocado, and if the price of greenskin avocado start rising too much, you know, given the price for the Haas avocado and the aggressive company, yes, you could get people switching from greenskin to Haas avocados.
That seems like that would be sad for you. You're nearly evangelical about this greenskin avocado.
Well, yes, and that is why, I mean, we have been doing everything that we can to save the greenskin avocado. I mean, our scientists have been working, I mean, right around the clock, trying to come up with what is a cost-effective treatment.
Evans told me with the medfly in the Dominican Republic, he'll be rerunning his study to see what kind of price changes we might see in the greenskin avocado market. He says he'll also be watching carefully how those price changes could affect the Haas avocado's penetration into Florida, what he calls
some of the sacred grounds for greenskin avocados.
Gilly Evans is an agricultural economist at the University of Florida. Gilly, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kenny Malone.